This is KC2YXM, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.675 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priorities at all times and can break the net at any time. So at this point, is there any emergency traffic? I do have to, I made an error in announcing the frequency for the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater. It is 146.655 megahertz. I apologize for that. All right, no emergency traffic. That's a good thing. And onward. I gotta find my place. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's July meeting will not be held this month. It is normally held at 7:30 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center, which is in 106 Schuyler Street. And when the meeting is held, everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we could set that up. Should a net control or not, start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listening for any stations who would like to join us that are portable, battery-powered, or mobile. Any of these stations, please call now. I am now listening for any stations who are on Echo Link who would like to join us this evening. So any stations on Echo Link, please call now.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in through Echo Link from Oneonta, New York. And Kathy, it looks like I'm the only one in the queue tonight on Echo Link.
Okay, Net recognizes Kevin. Alrighty, no far-flung check-in. So, how are things in Oneonta? It's a little steamy here.
All right, yeah, good evening, Kathy, and everyone up in the North Country. KD2FCM, Kevin James out here in Oneonta under clear skies, 68 degrees. We had a high of 81 today, and it is going to get warmer this weekend, but I do hear rumors that a front will basically make a aim at us by the end of the weekend into the early part of the new work week. So we'll see some hot conditions, and then things will get kind of stormy and rainy on and off possibly through the next few days. I want to say like Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday. And then by the mid part of the week, lower temperatures will be in the 70s and things will just basically be like summer, 70s and 80s right through the, I'm going to say it, 4th of July weekend. Wow, that's kind of really got me boggled. Where did we go from Memorial Day and all of a sudden we just are talking about 4th of July? Well, in that case, I better get the Goldwing done. I better get my convertible top on my Jeep because I've been procrastinating. So I got some projects I need to complete here rather quickly before the summer gets away. All right, with that, I'll say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin, well, thanks for joining us this evening. Yeah, I'm with you. Boy, it seemed like it was just Memorial Day and... yeah, it's pretty amazing, but we're having a pretty good summer so far. We could use a little bit more rain, but I'm glad that's coming. So, okay, Kevin. Now, this is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Kathy.
Good evening. KD2AIT.
I say N2PFM, I think I may have doubled with someone there, N2PFM.
WA2
KKL. Hi, Kathy.
KC2QQR. Good evening, Kathy.
Okay, then that recognizes George, Jeff, John, Pauline, and Roy. All right, any other stations?
KC2WI.
All right. And Pete. Okay. All right, go to the top of the list. All righty, George, how are you today?
Well, good evening, Kathy, and everybody else on the net. We got a temperature of 65 degrees on the mountainside in Watson, and it's after a temperature of 47 this morning. We had a little bit of a couple pieces of Kindle burning in the coal stoves, and it got up to 78 today. Don't think I'm going to need that for a while. It's supposed to be about 87 Sunday, 82 Monday, and then finally down into the 70s. So that's about what's going on. We'll say God bless and 73s for now. And thank God computer's working right and things too. Thank you, Lord. So with that, we'll say God bless, 73s and 2 PSM clear.
Good deal, George. I'm glad your computer's working finally. Good. Didn't hear any crashing and glass breaking from here at Remsen, so glad to hear that it's working for you. Thanks for joining us. All right, Jeff, next up, are you at camp?
Oh, Roger, we're up here at camp and we're having a good time. We just, we're getting ready to eat dinner, finally. Took a while, but we cooked up some brisket here on the campfire and then we finished it off the oven and we got a lot of good food here getting ready to get served on the table, so. It's a good night at camp, hoping to be up here for a few nights, and having a good time. We got the water pump going, and a lot of other little side projects, so. KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, Jeff, well, I hope the bugs aren't too bad. I think they're starting to dwindle down a little bit, so good. Well, enjoy your feast. Good, thanks for joining us. Next up is WA2U.
WA2U, well, good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. 60 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir or the pond. Hinckley Reservoir Pond. Anyways, I spoke with a few friends and they've been out in the water. Went out there today and said it was nice, but not like it usually is with a lot of boats. Anyways, had a great day today. We had our fire ring last night. We had a few couples over, and we made sure that the 807s were up to quality control, so we took care of that. Had a lot of music. It's interesting how when the sun goes down, how chilly it gets, but you just move the chairs closer and closer to the fire. So I can appreciate Jeff. We're very, very fortunate. We sit out there and think, you know, we can sit by the right out on our yard and no one to complain about it, and we have the radio cranked up, the SiriusXM radio, and listen to music, and all is good. And we have the usual, let me reset. Get everybody stopping by, UPS, FedEx, a lot of traffic here today, and National Grid called today, said they were going to stop by unless it was a big problem. They would be back to finish up the project, but they either were very, very quiet. I didn't hear a thing, and sure enough, there was nothing done. So hopefully they'll get to that. The pole is there. The new transformer is there. They're going to move the wires from point A to point B, and they're probably, I don't know, 4 foot apart or whatever, but the other pole is much bigger, and they got to transfer the light over, so wait for that. And parts came in for the trimmer, my Father's Day gift, so we'll wait for some parts for that. That'll be kind of neat. That's a steel FS-90 or something, so that'll take care of things down the trail to our camp. And at some point we'll work on the deck over there at the camp. We've got all the bricks and all the lumber and things and the screws and things to put it together. So we'll get to that at some point in time. But I know a few people have a few days off here. Our friend that works with the school, he's got a week or two off. So anyways, we'll turn it back to Ned. I have some comments. I know Field Day is coming up. It's coming up tomorrow, in fact. So be interesting to see if anyone has any comments about that. A lot of people are participating in that or talking about it at least. And good to hear Pauline and some other people who haven't heard in a while. Always nice to hear people that don't usually check in sometimes when they're visiting in the area. You don't need a PL to check into the repeater here. WATU, back to that.
Very good, John. Well, thank you for joining us. And speaking of people we don't hear too often, Pauline, M2KKL. How is your summer going?
C2YXN and 2KKL going fine. I'm just loving it, that's for sure. Had a nice day today and got a lot of stuff done. And good evening to everybody. Nice to hear you in here. And 2KKL, back to you, Kathy.
Thank you, Pauline. Well, thanks for joining us. I hope you and your family are doing good. You're always busy, but you always complete a lot of projects from what I hear. So, very good. Okay, and another fellow who we don't hear all the time, Roy. And how are you this fine day?
Our day was great. Sun was really warm. We had a nice day. And 2KKL.
Okay, Pauline. Thank you. All right, QQR. That's who I'm looking for. I maybe got your name wrong.
Oh, it's KC2QQR. It's Chuck over in Vernon.
I'm sorry, Chuck, for getting your name wrong. Sorry about that. Okay, that recognizes Chuck. Go ahead.
Don't worry about it. Anyways, hope everyone had a great day today. It was definitely beautiful. Speaking of accomplishing work, I got a whole bunch of painting done and cleaning up around the house and, just playing, enjoying the outside. It's definitely, I like it. Fortunately, I'm going to be working this weekend, so not going to be too much outside, but I know it's going to be a hot one, so it might be for my best interest, who knows. But we don't get enough of these days. It was, I was sitting out on the patio this afternoon, and it was really enjoyable. There was a slight breeze, but the temperature was just right. I think our high, I think it was right around 80 from when I checked, but it was definitely beautiful. It was comfortable, got a lot of work done, didn't sweat too much. And then this afternoon into the evening, it was, once it dropped down around 70, right around 74 to 72, it was perfect. Now it's around 65 out, so, but it's still definitely comfortable. Anyways, hope everyone has a great evening and good day tomorrow. KC2QQR.
Okay, Chuck. Well, thanks for joining us. Yeah, it was a stellar day today, and you have a... Don't work too hard. You enjoy your day tomorrow. All right, next up is Pete. Last but not least.
KC2WI. Well, I'm still here, and I didn't expect to be. I went out this morning, I don't know, was about 9, I think, out for a paddle before it got too hot, and for a couple hours, I figured I went, yesterday, I went to Boonville at the end of the day, little earlier than normal, and biked to Forest Port and went for a swim and back, and so I didn't need to walk or run or anything, but I wanted to get out, do something, so I got the canoe and went up. I guess sometime I'll have to either look on a map or take my GPS with me and figure out the mileage, you know. Can't be too far, a couple miles, I don't know. Came back and got to work on various things, and I actually had to shut the house up because, of course, it was cold this morning, so I shut everything, and especially in the front, to prevent the warm air from coming in. I anticipated that it was going to get hot today, but after a while, I decided I better open the doors and the windows because it was just cold in the house. And it stayed pleasant all day. The high here was 77, which certainly wasn't hot. It was, I don't know, because I really was not out in the sun. I know it was fairly hot in the sun even at 10, 11 o'clock if you were, you know, out of the breeze and whatever. There was some warm air coming in the front windows even before I left at 9 or whatever time it was. It turned out to be just a perfect day, temperature-wise, I think, here, and very comfortable, and I got some things on my list done and a couple things not on my list done, and I kind of wound down, I don't know, around 6:37, something like that. I ended up getting a little sidetracked and, you know, just kind of reading some stuff on the computer, and one of the Facebook posts was sponsor things. I think it was like the 8 albums or the 10 albums that weren't recognized at you know, at the time, or, you know, whatever. I can't remember the exact title of it. And of course, I think the first one on the list was Pet Sounds, but there was a few others. I just read it through, and one was The Byrds, Sweetheart of the Rodeo. And the interesting thing about that was I didn't realize that they had really done that, but it's pretty obvious. It kind of transitioned from rock, you know, well, it was really folk rock, but they said this was the first true country album by a former rock band. And so I said, well, I got to listen to that. So I fired up Spotify and sort of been listening to it. But interesting stuff, all that 60s and 70s history. And, of course, then I had to read a little bit on Wikipedia about the Byrds and the history and, you know, the people in the band and all this stuff. So next thing I know, it's like 8 o'clock. So anyway, I'm still here, but I'm going to go to the field day in Lake Pleasant. And then, I don't know, I may go up to Long Lake, see how hot it gets on Sunday. KC2WI.
Well, that's great, Pete. Yep. Actually, there were two groups called the Byrds. A different spelling. It was BYRDS and BIRDS. So I always like the BYRDS better. Very interesting call. Hey Pete, how, when you bike, what is your average mileage?
Well, I used to ride a lot, and I used to, you know, go 20 miles or I don't know. Average is a hard thing to say, but you know, 10 miles, 20 miles, you know, 30 miles, I don't know. I don't ride that much now. And usually I'm sort of at the end of the day or, you know, so I might, I go, there's a little loop here from Glenfield up Gregg Road and over to, I don't know if it's called Pine Grove Road there, and back down, Otter Creek Road, and I don't think that's 10 miles. I think it doesn't seem very long at all. Maybe it's 5, I don't know. If I get a little bit ambitious on the hard ride, well, the first part is going the other direction up to Martinsburg, is the big hills, but then coming back is real easy. And that's 5. Maybe the way I go is 10 miles. Forestport, I don't know, and back from Boonville. I guess I'm just going to break down by myself a new bike computer so I can measure mileage and average speed and all that good stuff. I think that was probably 15, maybe. I think they say the canal, if you go the towpath from Boonville on the feeder canal, I think they said that's 7. It seems like it's more than 7, though. I've done it on a snowmobile and in it. And on the road, it's not that much different. What I do is take the canal on the parts that avoid going up and down the hill, take the canal towpath. So I'd say that was maybe it was 15. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, I was just wondering, I used to do a lot of biking as well. Where I was living near Syracuse and Camillus, they had a very nice canal path. Round trip, it was 10 miles, so that was a fairly good ride, but then I would go on the roads and do a little bit more. But just curious, I love biking, so very good. Okay, this is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for further check-ins. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this point?
WA2U.
KC2WI.
Okay, and that recognizes WA2U first and then KC2WI. Go ahead, John.
Okay, well, it's going to be a busy weekend. I'm going to go with a friend. He's got a truck, and we're going to go down to Clinton and pick up Kathy a power wagon, so she'll have something to ride around with, and it'll be kind of neat. She's got a 10.5 horsepower motor on it, and you can drive it around, and it'll be kind of neat to put it by the splitter, so maybe we'll eliminate 2 points. I can split the wood, put it in there. It carry quite a bit of weight. And then she can drive it over with a wood pile and take the wood from there. So we kind of have a team process going on. So we're going to pick that up tomorrow, hopefully. And let's see, it is field day weekend. And I don't know how many, I guess, Pete, you're going to go somewhere. But everybody, if you're not able to go, you can read all the do's and don'ts in QST about field day. Usually, for practical purposes, kind of kicks off at around 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon on all the popular bands. But do not fear, because there's stuff on 2 meters, so if you're able to listen on 146.55, 5.8, whatever, I'm not sure about that, all those rules memorized, I'm not sure if you can use 146.52, but I know they don't use repeaters, and the best thing is to get the QST. 444.6 is the simplex 446.0. That is that's a simplex frequency. So people can monitor that on UHF. If you've got to 220 and haven't used that, 1.25, 223.5. 223.5 is the 220 simplex frequency. Let's see, is it 50? I think on 6 meters, it's 52.525. 52.525 or maybe 52.49 is simplex. So, everybody can help out. I think it's 1 delt if you're operating on, your regular commercial power. But it's always fun to help out. If you can get out and travel and you're not really crazy about operating. I know a lot of field days, when I used to participate on a frequent basis in the Syracuse area, there's nothing that you have your operators that are there, usually with bugs and mosquitoes around, and people keep the generators going. I know Salt City DX years ago actually set up a whole computer network for the logging. They have a couple generators, and it was quite a sophisticated network setup they had with computers. But truth be told, at 2, 3, 4 o'clock, there is nothing better than a welcoming sight when someone shows up either with coffee and donuts or munchies or something, or just has, I can't sleep, so I came over and thought I'd operate. So anyways, you can check a lot of the local areas for field days. A lot of clubs have field days coming on. And, of course, I remember this. I'm sure Kathy does. I don't know what year it was. Maybe she remembers that. But it was field day, RAGS Field Day, Radio Amateurs of the Greater Kathy. All right. Good luck to all those, and beware of the weather. Don't take any chances of thunder and lightning. Mother Nature always wins, no matter how good of a contester you are. WATU back tonight.
All right. Thank you, John. Next up is Pete.
Sounds good not having to carry wood. I don't have to carry it too far. My problem is I got this tree that, my problem is I cut down my tree, or I had my tree cut down, which means I lost my G5RV. I have no support in the front anymore. I had them leave about 8 feet of the trunk. And my plan is to use that as a substitute for buying concrete and putting it in the ground. And I'm going to try it. I wonder if I can get 30 feet, I don't know. But 20 feet anyway of plastic pipe. And I think I could do 20, I think I could maybe get 25 if not 30 by doing, say, 3-inch pipe. And local Browns here in Lowville said, yeah, we can get a 20-foot section. It's like $2 a foot or something. I think they were looking at 4-inch, but I don't think it had to go that much, especially if I support the center. And then, you know, smaller diameter inside, you know, bolted in. I wouldn't try coupling with the plastic coupling. And maybe I can get an antenna back up. But so I have all the wood in... because I don't have a log splitter, so I'm splitting these big honking pieces by hand with the wedges and all that stuff, and it's okay, you know, if I didn't have anything else that I had to do, and I was sitting up in the woods by the lake or whatever, I wouldn't mind it at all, but, you know, maybe I can, I'm just hoping somebody comes along that has, you know, maybe needs a computer fix, has a wood splitter, so... you lend me your wood splitter, I'll fix your computer. And I'll get the rest of it done a lot quicker that way. As far as biking, of course, when I lived in, well, Liverpool, I know that's pretty flat all the way. And I used to go up to Brewerton. We had a lot of people used to ride back in those days. Ski club people, and then I got involved in the Onondaga Cycle Club. But I used to go up to Brewerton, or there was a place north of there, actually up to not quite Phoenix. Well, yeah, ice cream place. I can't remember the name of it now, but I stopped there when I was here last year. And then in Clay, I used to go up Caudnoy Road. Now, from Liverpool, I go up to Beeville there, and then from my house there in Clay, of course that's real flat, you know, Caudnoy Road and all that, so it was pretty easy to ride 20 miles or so there. KC2WI.
That's great. Well, you know, I used to go from DeWitt, where the canal came in, and I used to ride to Green Lakes. And, you know, ride around Green Lakes a little bit and then come back. And that was always a good, a nice trip, too. Yeah, I like, biking's a really neat thing. So, good. One more for us this evening, Pete.
All right. Every year I say, I got to start biking again. I really like it. And then I don't get out. I'll do a little in the spring, and then it gets real hot, you know, and then... gee, I hardly rode at all. I'm out there in October, you know, or something. But this year, I'm doing a little more. I'm intending to take the bike down to Boonville and bike instead of run on Thursday nights, because I don't like running that much. So that's my plan, as long as the weather's nice and if I can get out early enough so I can... you know, get out and ride and still get back in time when most of the runners get back. My plan is go to Forest Sport, go for a swim, come back. And I got to try I guess it's called River Road, although it really isn't by the river that much. It's a dirt, part of it's dirt, and I don't know how good it is. And if it's fairly packed on a touring bike, that's fine. Make a bigger loop around from Forest Point up there and comes down on Edmonds Road and that, but we'll see. I was thinking about if they got out in the daytime today to go that way just to see how the road is, but I won't bother at night. KC2WA.
It was very seldom paved, but it was well, you know, flat and packed down, so very good. Well, anything else for us this evening? Any other check-ins or comments or queries before I close the net?
KC2NBU, one more for the count.
KC2NBU. Hello, Ray. Glad to hear you on the radio this evening.
Yep, I had one graduate from college last week and got one graduating from high school tomorrow.
Good for you. Wow. Good. Time to push them out of the nest.
No, time to have a graduation party.
First party and then push them out of the nest.
No, then pay for 4 years of college.
Yeah, yep, yeah, that's the way, boy. Gone are the days where you go to college. Well, some places you can go for free, but good. Well, congratulations to you. Any other news for us?
No, just had a batch of brownies come out of the oven, and I'm taste testing them, making sure they're okay.
What's your address?
It's undisclosed.
At this point in time. Very good, Ray. Alrighty. Anything else to add to it?
No. I'm just trying to close up for the night, pick up my mess.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us. At last minute, always good to hear you on. Okay, any other stations who would like to join us before I close the net? This is KC2YXN.
And 5AOW, good evening, Kathy.
And 5AOW, yay, Bob, great to hear you on my net. How are you?
Doing great. Super day today. I got a lot accomplished, went down and got down to the lake and did a little bit of cleanup, straightening out. And finally got to wash the boat down, I'll tell you what. That pollen from the pine trees was about an eighth inch thick on everything. It's been, you know, I'd say between the outside and the inside, probably 2.5 to 3 hours on it just on cleanup. I couldn't believe it. You know, if I had known there was that much pollen there, I would have put the tonneau covers on, but never got to do it. But it was a great day. Enjoyed the day, and I often thought a couple of times, I said, you know, I could have went out for a motorcycle ride, I could have played 9 holes, but I didn't. You know, it just seemed like there were things that, you know, when you have them in the back of your mind, you want to get done, and you do. So, I feel good about that. So, with that, I'll turn it back to you, Kathy. Everyone sounds great this evening. And have a good day tomorrow. Back to Net Control and 5AOW.
Well, thank you, Bob. Yeah, I know about those projects. You just might as well just get in there and get them over with, and then you feel really great when it's done, and then you can go and play. But tomorrow's supposed to be nice, too, so there's more opportunity. Very good, Bob. Alrighty, I'm going to close the Black River Valley service net, but before I do that, have our Friday evening chuckle, still doing interesting definitions of words. So here we go. A hairdresser. This is a noun. A magician who creates a hairstyle you can never duplicate. Atom, a noun, the first particle of the universe. Bacteria, in the back door of a cafeteria. Counterfeiters, workers who install kitchen cabinets. And the last one, my favorite, is an adult, which is a noun. A person who has stopped growing at both ends and is now growing in the middle. I will now close the Black River Valley service net, but before I do that, I would like to thank all the wonderful folks who checked in this evening. Quite a roster. Kevin, George, Jeff, John, and Bob. Wow. I think that's the most people I ever had on my net. Thank you all. Everybody have a great weekend, whatever it is you do. We love our summers up here. So stay cool. Have a safe and happy weekend. And talk to everybody next week. This is KC2YXN 73. I'm clear.
This is KC2QQR for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net, which is currently being held on the 145.170 repeater. Stations with or without traffic, please come now.
N5AOW, Bob, good evening.
KD2AIT, good evening.
KC2NBU, no traffic.
Okay. Thank you, Bill, and 5AOW, Jeff, KD2AIT, and KC2NBU. Any other stations with or without traffic?
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in through Echolink. Good evening. Negative.
All right. I acknowledge the check-in of KD2FPM, Kevin James. Thank you for your check-in tonight. Any other stations for Lockdown? This is Lockdown. We're looking for stations. KC2QQR for Rockton. Any other stations I'd like to check in tonight? With or without traffic?
I don't know if you got me. KC2NBU.
Yep, I got you, Ray. I was eating, I shouldn't be eating ice cream and doing the net at the same time. Alright, one more time. KC2QQR for Octane tonight. Final call for any other stations that like to check in. With or without traffic. Alright, thank you all for checking in tonight. 73 to all. And have a wonderful evening. Good day tomorrow. KC2QQR going back to net frequency.
KD2AIT and 5AOW. And 5AOW clear.